are a container carrying content going to continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that see a need and fix the need and meet the need and provide solution to the need.
The word of God is as fire in your bones. Join Peter Daniel Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
If you are seated, can you please rise up on your feet? If you are seated, please rise up on your feet. Thy kingdom come, thy nature comes. Let it flood my heart, let it flood through me. Thy kingdom come, thy nature comes. Let it flood my heart, let it flood through me. Thy kingdom come, thy nature come. Let it flow in my heart.
Let it flow through me.
Kingdom manifest, kingdom be expressed, kingdom manifest, kingdom be expressed, kingdom manifest, kingdom be expressed. I am a vessel ready for manifestation. Kingdom manifest, kingdom be as rest. I am a vessel ready for expression. Kingdom manifest, kingdom be as rest. Kingdom manifest. The spirit of the Lord lives inside of me. The spirit of my God is inside of me. Yeah.
Your agenda on earth. Don't do anything in Nigeria without me. Like we said, in 12 hours, God came to town. He came to Abraham. So I came to town. God came to town. He went to Abraham's house. Okay, I came to town today. Say, God, you came? He said, eat. I don't eat human food, but this one you eat. So Abraham killed a cow. God ate. How will God come to your street and you are not aware? Will God come to your church and you are not aware? How will God come to your family and you are not aware? God in Africa without me. I beg God. Saul of Tarsus was going on his own way to go and destroy the church. You interrupted the father, interrupt me. Some people have been fasting, they have been praying. Nobody called them, not even flash. And a guy was on his way to destroy the church, yet God snatched him. Father, I am better than the guy. I'm in church. I'm even serving you. I'm loving you. Father, you have snatched me into your agenda. Don't do anything in Africa without me. Don't do anything in the body of Christ without me. I don't know the sector you are concerned. Is God releasing a revelation in medicine? Oh God, don't do this thing in my field without me. You are a doctor. God can decide to release the drug for cancer, the cure for cancer. God, don't do anything without me. Hear me? There is nothing like discovery. The scientist only jack and come in contact with what God has released. They can only discover it when after they can only discover it after God has released it. That's why for years they've said they are looking for the drug, they can't find it. But one day a man entered the lab, he saw it. No, God just released it. And he's the only available person to see. May you not be sleeping when God is releasing revelations. You didn't hear me? God released revelations at certain time of the year. And when these revelations come out, only those alert at that time can catch it. If a revelation is in town and you are sleeping at night, it's not coming to you. And guess what? God releases it to many people. The first person to pick it and act on it is the person that owns it. You will discover after somebody did something, they say, and I talked about it. No, you only, because the vision was released to all of you. Somebody acted on what he heard and you were sleeping. Father, don't do anything in my field without me. Is God going to release a new technology to make this easy in a particular area? Oh God, don't do it without me. I don't know what you want to do in ministry, oh God. But God, don't do anything in Africa without me. Lift up your two hands. Jesus. We cannot all be here and be facing one side. Some of you must catch something. You must know something. Something that natural eyes cannot know. Something that natural eyes cannot see. Natural ears cannot hear. Natural hearts cannot understand. He said, now the eyes have not seen, nor the ears have heard. Neither has it come to the heart of man. What God is going to freely give to them and love him. How can you love God and you don't know anything? If you don't know more than what you read in the book, you are not a Christian. It's an abuse to Christianity to know only what you read or what you are taught. Some things are caught and great things are caught, not taught. I caught the revelation for what I'm doing today. But I'm saying, God, is there a deeper revelation? Is there a deeper revelation? Can you show me? Can you show me? There is something deeper. Can you show me? Like as a pastor, I used to think. See, all this our fathers and the Lord, there's something they're not telling us. Because it's called personal revelation. It's not to be shared publicly. But sir, if it is publicity that drop people to program, some churches would, they will do sponsor at 50 million, yet nobody will come. And a church is just there, put Paco together, just put signposts outside, people will enter that day. The day it starts. What is the revelation behind it? Some people will start business and it will grow. What did they know that you don't know? And someone say, that person is a non-believer. Hear me. If a non-believer is wiser than a Christian, God will use him. How do I know? Why did God raise Cyrus? He couldn't find anybody among the believers. He went to go and raise a non-believer. May God not raise a Cyrus and Andrew. There was nobody available to deliver Israel. It was an unbeliever God had to raise. See, hear me. God wouldn't mind looking for a Muslim, looking for an atheist, if the atheist is hardworking and diligent. It is lack of the original that makes somebody step down for the fake. But tonight we are going to change, this morning we are going to change the narratives. Oh God, in your agenda, draft me in. Draft me in. See, I told God, when it comes to setting people on fire and revival in Africa, my name must be mentioned. When you read about John G. Lake, he said that's the man that brought the healing move in the 1900s. He was so powerful, man of God. When you talk about a robot, you talk about the healing revival in America. You say, this can you take? You talk about, you know, you talk about them. What's God? When I talk about fire revival for the young generation in Africa, mention my name. If you enter my office, you will see it all over there. I become apostolic voice of fire in my generation. It's a mindset. I'm thinking about it every day. That God will not do anything for the younger generation about revival without consulting me. I won't be excluded from this agenda. I will not. I won't. That's why I'm passionate about it, crazy about it, running after that. God, in this thing, in this one, you must not do without me. God needed to teach a generation about faith and prosperity. He drafted a man called Bishop Oyedepo. Another has claimed on that direction. He needed to start a sanctification and holiness move in Nigeria. He raised a man called Kumuyi. Others came out of him. He needed to start another move, apostolic move in the body of Christ in Nigeria. Supernatural expansion. He raised a man called Adeboye. You cannot explain where he came from. You can't explain who taught him. He said that an illiterate who didn't go to school taught him. The people that went to Bible colleges, they can't stand. You don't understand what I'm saying. He wanted to start a revival in Africa. He raised Babalola. I'm talking because I'm a pastor, but I don't know who God is raising in your field. In your own field, who is God raising? A new technological solution for your company, and God is raising somebody else, and you are there. What is your brain doing? Can't you receive? The people receive, they are having two heads. No, I was in class last week in school and I was angry with our lecturers. I didn't tell them I was angry. All the course they are teaching us, this one 19, this one propounded this theory in 1970, this one propounded this theory in 1900. I say, what? You are a PhD holder. What have? They say, if you are a PhD holder, you are to add to the body of knowledge. What have you added? When are we going to be reading something 2010? I don't know. Does that put your school? What do you see? 1980, 1970, 1960? When last did you see 2011? They are teaching us still things. Why? Because they are not adding. What can God? If God wants to release a psychological concept, can he find me faithful? That I just enter into the laboratory and he showed me something. We came to fight for dominion today, but I don't know why God took me to this direction. I don't know whether you want to pray this morning. I don't know your field. I don't know your interest. My own is ministry. So I know much about ministry. I don't know what you are doing. It might be medicine. There's no cure for cancer. And there are doctors collecting money. And they can't contend for revelation. There's no cure for HIV. Up to now. And there are doctors just collecting money, practicing general medicine. And they can't say, God, show me. Show me. Can God give you a revelation of politics and government will change? Can God give you an ICT revelation and things will change? Lift up your two hands this morning. Say, Father, I contend for revelation. Can you trust God? Just press God. Release something. The eyes have not seen him. It might be in music. God, can you teach me a new song? The song that will fly. The song that will go all over the nations. Can you teach me something that is not common? Something that is cast, that is not anywhere. Can you reveal new things to me in ministry? Can you reveal new things to me? Can you reveal easy way to minister? easy way to manifest the anointing. Can you teach me something deep, oh God? Can you tell me something deep, oh God? Are there people praying in this church this morning? Are there people praying in church this morning? I can't hear your voice. Is that the way to contend for revelation? Is that the way to contend for revelation? When God wanted Africans and Nigerians to enter into a deep level of the Holy Spirit, he raised a man called Apostle Selman. He raised him. He raised him. Apostolic doctrines. He raised a man called Apostle Aroman. Can God raise you? When that angel came to the scene, it was like a shock to the body of Christ. Supernatural touch growth. Nope. Supernatural expansion. An explosion. 197 nations. It's not child's play. It's a grace. It's a revelation. When RCCG started planting churches, people started criticizing them. Today, 197 nations. It's not child's joke. It's not child's play. Oh God, reveal to me a mystery in my field that nobody has seen before. Oh God, I contend for revelation. I contend for revelation. Apananaste, Elibodusca, Ipananazu, Radekatebelebos. I contend for revelation. I contend for light. I contend for light. Show me something, deep, oh God. Epenuska, Alebosunte, Ilebedosunte, Ilebelebelebe Susania. Itutu, when he wanted to take men to another realm of healing, he raised a man called Benihin. Oh God, and he showed him the mysteries. When he wanted men to enter into intimacy, he raised a woman called Ketri Kuma. And men enter into relationship with the Holy Spirit because of one portal. God, can you make me a portal of revelation for my generation? Can you raise me a portal? Reveal to me duties. Reveal to me strengths. Reveal to me hygiene in my generation. Apeluste. Apakayagada. Apakayagada. Rebelebelebelebeda. Zuzepelita. Zuzepelita. Make way for me. Create space for me. Make way for me. Inside your plan, make way for me, create space for me, Jesus. Make way for me inside your plan. Oh God, make way for me. Space for me. Make way for me. Inside your plan. Inside your plan. Inside your plan. Inside your plan. Oh Lord, inside your plan. Make way for me. Is there somebody praying in church this morning? Create space for me. Make way for me. Is your plan. Jesus. 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 I contend for revelation for my generation. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You see, if you are not thinking generational, you won't think revelation. I'm not thinking my family. I'm not thinking to be rich and just have two cars, one for my wife, one for myself, and that car for our children, build a house on camp, build a house in Lagos, build a house in Lekki, and die. I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking generation. That after my departure, you know, you're saying, thank God you gave us Peter Daniel. Thank God. Can a generation thank God for you? I've shared to you before several times, I said, the calling of every man is an answer to a crying of a people. How? Moses, I've heard the crying of my people. I'm calling you. God called you because the people cried. Will they still be crying after your death? God, I'm not thinking personal. I'm thinking generational. Can you give me something my generation will look for? See, hear me, hear me. Those who are doing exceedingly great in the generation are not better than you. They are not special. That's why I came, Father. In case I'm not in this plan, create space for me. Hear me. They are not too special. If you are sitting down at this time, I think. We are doing something serious. You are not pregnant. It's Sunday morning. Please rise up on your feet. Can we contend for something deep this morning? The Lord is your strength, please. Can you hold the neighbor next to you? And I want you to pray with all your heart. All your heart. Open your mouth wide. Jesus. See, church. Pastor Nika, if God release a revelation in this house and may enter into prosperity, our work will reduce. Church, any vision God will give you, it will feed you. That vision will feed you. Because God always makes provisions for his vision. The vision carries ability to feed. I've said it humorously. Thank God I'm a pastor. This is the only thing I do. But let's assume nobody is paying me anything. I am living. As a matter of fact, I've never lived on it since I began. I face my collar to feed me. It might be small now, but diligence and consistency will increase. Why? Because God rewards diligence. You might say, Pastor, I'm in school. What will you do after school? Must all of you go back out and go and look for a job? And can't you create jobs? A simple revelation with 2,000 naira can change your story. Somebody started pure water business. It was ice water before, remember? Ice water, inside nylon, tie it, put inside the fridge. 1 man era. Did you buy it? Hey, some of you were not born that time. Condensed, okay. No, it's a old man. Church. Hey, can God give you a revelation? Remember the day, sir, when you need to go to Cyber Cafe to go and browse? Are we going by 1 hour? 1 hour, you sit down. Remember the days of Yahoo Messenger? I will not be proud. I say, I have a friend in London. You say on Yahoo Messenger, I don't even know. But you tell her, I'm coming back next week, Thursday, 4 o'clock. She will be there waiting for you. I say, hello. You say, hi. Hey. Remember those days? I remember in Cyber Cafe, I started ministry on Facebook 2000 and something. I was so crazy about ministry. I will write prophecies, type it. I will not go, you have opportunity maybe once in 2 weeks. I will not go to Facebook, I'll say friend request. You know the way friend request used to do you? You go to the back of it, friend request used to do you like, yes! See? Abraham Lincoln from Canada. You now come to your friends. I now have a friend from Canada. She sent me friend request yesterday. Say, we celebrate friend request as if God has sent money. Who knew that Facebook would be like this? This like water. We're happy for somebody.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @DanielOlawande. Stay blessed.